Test 3. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man and a woman talking about a holiday.
You look different. Have you been to a solarium or something?
No, I've just got back from holiday. I went to the Caribbean and spent most of the time on a small island, miles from anywhere. For the first time in years, I could hear myself think. No loud music, no screaming voices, no stress. It was so relaxing that I didn't want to leave.
You, on a small island with nothing to do at night and no business meetings? How did you survive? I honestly thought your thing was 5-star luxury hotels. A hotel on a small island can't have been luxurious.
It was comfortable enough, and there were things to do at night, but they didn't matter. The feeling I'd escaped from my tiring routine was incredible.
You look different. Have you been to a solarium or something?
No, I've just got back from holiday. I went to the Caribbean and spent most of the time on a small island, miles from anywhere. For the first time in years, I could hear myself think. No loud music, no screaming voices, no stress. It was so relaxing that I didn't want to leave.
You, on a small island with nothing to do at night and no business meetings? How did you survive? I honestly thought your thing was 5-star luxury hotels. A hotel on a small island can't have been luxurious.
It was comfortable enough, and there were things to do at night, but they didn't matter. The feeling I'd escaped from my tiring routine was incredible.
2. You hear a man and a woman talking about buying a car.
It seems as if we've got no choice. The cost of repairing the engine is more than the value of the car.
I suppose we'll have to get a new one. It'll have to be one like Anne's that you don't have to fill up with petrol every 5 minutes.
But what if something hits you? You haven't got much chance in a car like hers. Wouldn't it be better to get a safer, bigger car?
Not if we're only going to use it around town.
But Anne's car is really slow. It hasn't got much acceleration.
It's fine. We're not going to race it or use it on the motorway, are we?
I get the point. Let's go down to the showroom on Saturday, then. It seems as if we've got no choice. The cost of repairing the engine is more than the value of the car.
I suppose we'll have to get a new one. It'll have to be one like Anne's that you don't have to fill up with petrol every 5 minutes.
But what if something hits you? You haven't got much chance in a car like hers. Wouldn't it be better to get a safer, bigger car?
Not if we're only going to use it around town.
But Anne's car is really slow. It hasn't got much acceleration.
It's fine. We're not going to race it or use it on the motorway, are we?
I get the point. Let's go down to the showroom on Saturday, then.
3. You hear a man and a woman talking about a colleague's resignation.
Have you heard about Kelly's sudden resignation? It came completely out of the blue.
Well, you know Kelly. She's terribly impulsive. She gets an idea into her head and she does it. It's just the way she is. When I spoke to her the other day, she actually mentioned something about not getting any job satisfaction and her career going nowhere. I think she was right, so I can see why she did it. Having said that, I certainly didn't see it coming so soon. It was as much a surprise to me as anyone else in that respect.
Have you heard about Kelly's sudden resignation? It came completely out of the blue.
Well, you know Kelly. She's terribly impulsive. She gets an idea into her head and she does it. It's just the way she is. When I spoke to her the other day, she actually mentioned something about not getting any job satisfaction and her career going nowhere. I think she was right, so I can see why she did it. Having said that, I certainly didn't see it coming so soon. It was as much a surprise to me as anyone else in that respect.
4. You hear a woman talking about a film she saw.
You know, I don't usually watch this kind of film. They're just too difficult to believe or understand. But because the reviews were so good, I decided to take a chance. While I was watching this one, I was able to follow the plot, and it was easy for me to imagine that what I was seeing could actually happen. I can't say that I've changed my mind completely about this genre, but I can say that not all science fiction films are disappointing. You know, I don't usually watch this kind of film. They're just too difficult to believe or understand. But because the reviews were so good, I decided to take a chance. While I was watching this one, I was able to follow the plot, and it was easy for me to imagine that what I was seeing could actually happen. I can't say that I've changed my mind completely about this genre, but I can say that not all science fiction films are disappointing.
5. You hear a man talking on the radio about how bad weather has affected his area.
We thought we'd got over the worst of it on Monday when the weather improved. The emergency services had done a great job in stopping the river from overflowing and keeping the power on. We were just getting back to normal after cleaning the roads of fallen trees when the second storm hit. The river level is rising more quickly this time, and it looks as if we won't be able to stop the water making its way into the streets and into our homes. We thought we'd got over the worst of it on Monday when the weather improved. The emergency services had done a great job in stopping the river from overflowing and keeping the power on. We were just getting back to normal after cleaning the roads of fallen trees when the second storm hit. The river level is rising more quickly this time, and it looks as if we won't be able to stop the water making its way into the streets and into our homes.
6. You hear a woman being interviewed on the radio.
It was probably the most important and best decision of my life.
In what way?
Quite simply, if I hadn't moved, I wouldn't have met Patrick, who, as you know, organised my first exhibition. When I was introduced to him, I was living with my cousin Kate in her small flat. I'd resigned from my job in a small gallery. It was something I'd wanted to do for a while, but I hadn't been able to afford it until my Aunt Gina left me some money. That gave me the chance to get away from my boring routine and meet new interesting people.
What about work?
Aunt Gina left me enough so that I wouldn't have to. So I was just doing what I love, painting. Then I met Patrick, and the rest is history. It was probably the most important and best decision of my life.
In what way?
Quite simply, if I hadn't moved, I wouldn't have met Patrick, who, as you know, organised my first exhibition. When I was introduced to him, I was living with my cousin Kate in her small flat. I'd resigned from my job in a small gallery. It was something I'd wanted to do for a while, but I hadn't been able to afford it until my Aunt Gina left me some money. That gave me the chance to get away from my boring routine and meet new interesting people.
What about work?
Aunt Gina left me enough so that I wouldn't have to. So I was just doing what I love, painting. Then I met Patrick, and the rest is history.
7. You overhear a man talking on the phone.
Yes, of course it hurts. It's broken. Well, chipped, actually. What's really annoying is that I went to the dentist only last week, and now I have to go again. I'd be on my way there now, but when I rang my boss, he said he needed me right away because we've got some important clients coming in this morning. Anyway, I'll speak to you later. Perhaps we could have lunch together. I think I can manage anything that doesn't need to be chewed a lot. Okay. Bye. Yes, of course it hurts. It's broken. Well, chipped, actually. What's really annoying is that I went to the dentist only last week, and now I have to go again. I'd be on my way there now, but when I rang my boss, he said he needed me right away because we've got some important clients coming in this morning. Anyway, I'll speak to you later. Perhaps we could have lunch together. I think I can manage anything that doesn't need to be chewed a lot. Okay. Bye.
8. You hear a man talking about an incident involving someone called Ken.
I invited Ken over for a barbecue on Sunday afternoon. The kids were playing in the garden, and when their ball went over the fence, Mrs. James from next door asked them to be more careful. Suddenly, Ken flew off the handle. He was really rude to her. When I told him to stop, he turned on me and we had this huge row. I know he's been like a brother to me over the years, but he was really out of order this time. Give him a couple of days and he'll come round and apologise. He always does. I invited Ken over for a barbecue on Sunday afternoon. The kids were playing in the garden, and when their ball went over the fence, Mrs. James from next door asked them to be more careful. Suddenly, Ken flew off the handle. He was really rude to her. When I told him to stop, he turned on me and we had this huge row. I know he's been like a brother to me over the years, but he was really out of order this time. Give him a couple of days and he'll come round and apologise. He always does.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.